Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I'm over it. And he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, you know, I'm basically giving up on college. I even tweeted F college, my angsty self, because, yeah, that would make a difference and everything like that. And he just started laughing. And I was like, why is this guy laughing in my face when I'm like, I failed 3 classes, lost my scholarship. I'm going to amount to nothing. I give up.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Stephen Rice. Stephen has a degree in sociology. He works in HR and he lives in Florida, which I know living in Florida isn't necessarily an accomplishment, but it just means that it's not snowing there, which I think is a win. He's also a personal friend and the host of Sunshine Stephen, a great podcast spreading sunshine. But he also almost dropped out of university because of a few failed classes. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcast, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Stephen Rice, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I sure am.
I feel like I didn't quite word that as a question, but we're going to roll with it anyways. Let's talk about you failing some college classes, which is a thing that sucks, and it made you almost give up. Give us the backstory here, and then walk us through the rest of this experience.
To lay a little bit of groundwork, I was undecided as a major for the first year, and then I thought I wanted to study psychology. But I did not, clearly, because I ended up failing 3 classes, which brought my GPA down tremendously. One saving grace was I already went to college with some credits, extra credits, because I took dual enrollment classes because I was a nerd in high school. So I was like, oh, that's great. But realized that, you know, I don't want to study this. So what's the point of even going to class and stuff like that? So ended up failing those, and then really was like, well, this is it. No scholarship and everything. I'm already in debt. Why put myself in more debt and go on? I feel like this is going to be my short-lived 2 years of college, and that was it. But turning point happened. I was working at a hotel, which luckily enough, actually full circle moment. And another reason why college, I should have stuck there, is I always worked the late shift usually, and I would do homework and stuff like that because there wasn't much going on at 9, 8, or 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And one of the guests was actually staying there for a couple months. Him and his wife were there because they were a pipe busted, and then they had to do renovations. They took it as an opportunity to do renovations and stuff in their house. So it was an extended stay hotel. And he noticed, like, he was like, oh, no homework. And I was like, I'm over it. And he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, you know, I'm basically giving up on college. I even tweeted F college, my angsty self.
Yeah, so angsty.
Yeah, that would make a difference and everything like that. And he just started laughing. And I was like, why is this guy laughing in my face when I'm like, I failed 3 classes, lost my scholarship. I'm going to amount to nothing. I give up. And he was like, everybody fails at least 1 or 2 classes, usually. And I was like, I know people that haven't. And he was like, it's no big deal. He was like, I failed several courses, and now I am a professor at a university. And I was like, oh, well, that gives me some hope. So that he spread that sunshine on me to say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't give up and look at opportunities elsewhere. Clearly changed my major because psychology was not working out for me. So somebody suggests, hey, and this was actually the previous semester. So that semester I took a sociology class because it's the cooler sister of psychology where you don't study the brain, you study people and behaviors. So I switched that to my major and then kicked butt the next 2 years with my grades and everything because I finally found something that I was passionate about.
You decided not to give up, but you did change your approach, right? You said, okay, well, maybe I can still do college, but maybe I should do something else in college. And you switched to sociology, which I agree is the way cooler sister of psychology.
Oh, 100%.
I guess my next question is, how did this end up paying off for you? Is sticking with this opportunity? How did that pay off?
So I'm very sappy and I believe in like butterfly effects. So listeners, stick with me. So with doing so, staying in college, that led me to switching to sociology and studying more in sociology. That led to a particular class, sociology of the workplace or careers, sociology careers. We had a lot of speakers that would come and say, hey, I was a sociology major. I earned my degree in that. This is what I do for work now. And one of them was a human resources person that came in and I was like, oh, that seems fun. Like that seems like something I might do. So I looked into it and a lot of people, I don't know the numbers or statistics off the top of my head, that study sociology do end up going to the human resources career path. So that was like my moment to say, oh, okay, cool. So when I graduated, I finished out the summer working at the hotel. And then I started applying for human resources jobs. And a lot of people were like, you need office experience, stuff like that. So I was like, okay, cool. I waited. I got a job at an office for 6 months and then said, okay, let me start applying. The more that I talk about this, the more I'm like, oh, there really are a lot of moments we didn't even talk about that. I'm like, oh, it's all full circle moment. I ended up getting my first job in human resources, who would become my boss, was talking to me and was like, oh, your degree's in sociology. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, mine is too. And I was like, if I didn't stay in college and earn that degree, we wouldn't have had that in common. And then she ended up asking me if I knew a certain professor. And I said, yes, I took all of her classes and ended up becoming a criminal justice minor because of her. And she was like, oh, that's my best friend, like in real life. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's my best friend too. So it was a nice way to network and swoop in. And I ended up getting the job. Again, if I didn't stay in college, that would have probably never happened, butterfly effect. And from there, I worked for several years in different facets of HR in one of my previous positions, being in human resources. You know, I got the opportunity to work from home when Miss Rona hit and we were in a pandemic and everything like that, to where I was thinking, you know, I was still working at a hotel or something like that.
That's awesome. You know, it's so satisfying when we're faced with a challenge and then because we stick with it though, you know, and adjust to the opportunity and take advantage of that opportunity, that all these other good things can come of it. So I think it's really cool that despite the broken bulb, you were able to find a way to push through, to fight through, take advantage of the opportunities that were coming your way in order to find more, and then eventually share that joy. At the end of every episode, I like to ask, what's working for you now? Tell us about it. Where can people find it? What is it called? And why do you love spreading sunshine, Stephen?
So I was like, well, what's a creative way that I can put positivity out in the world and spread some sunshine, just like the professor did for me that day? And something that I'd been toying with a couple of years was doing a podcast. So I, you know, got my life together, did some research and lemonade it as Beyonce did and just put it out in the world. And I was like, here, I hope this makes you happy. If not, I wasted like 2 days of my life. But that was, oh my gosh, it was almost a year ago. By the time this episode goes out, it probably will be a year old. So I guess I'm doing something right because people are still listening. one of my life purposes, because I've had a lot happen to me, is to share my story and share the light with everybody else and let them know you don't have to go this through through this alone. You can learn from everything, failure to included. So you can find me on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Sir Stephen Rice, across all platforms. And then I have a website, SirStephenRice.com, where you can check out my blogs and find episodes of my podcast there. It's on all the major ones, Apple, Spotify, Audible, Pandora, everything. So you can find it easily linked there on the website, though.
Wonderful. Well, Stephen, I'll have links for all of those things down in the show notes so that everybody can go and check them out. And with that, I just want to say thanks for joining me.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. I love those moments we have that seem to turn everything around for us. Sometimes we need a stranger to lift us out of that slump. And sometimes we are that stranger. If you need someone to say it today, I'll be that guy. I believe in you. Special thank you to Stephen for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. I've linked his podcast and the rest of his work in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes, which gives us a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Also lets us know how we're doing. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.